Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
Welcome to this episode of Blindspot. Before we get started with today's topic, I want to let our listeners know that these podcasts are now available on YouTube for easier access. As an audio forensic expert, my day-to-day activities include forensic services like enhancement and authentication, as well as voice identification. An audio enhancement is probably the most common service I provide because more often than not, the digital audio evidence was not recorded in the best way possible. Audio evidence can often be one of the most important pieces of evidence in a case, so it should always be given a great deal of attention. In this episode, I'm going to cover some tips on how to create the best audio recording possible, whether it's a police interview, a concealed recording, or anything in between. One of the most common ways people create digital audio evidence is by using digital audio recorders. Law enforcement will often use them for interrogations and confessions, and sometimes even out in the field as a backup for their dash cam or body cam video. People outside law enforcement use them for creating audio evidence as well. I'd like to mention that concealed audio recordings are not always legal. Federal law states that creating an audio recording only requires one person's consent. But some states follow a two-party consent law. This means that all parties who are on the recording must give permission to the person recording in order for it to be used as evidence in court. If you need to make a concealed recording, I highly suggest looking into your own state's laws regarding concealed audio recordings before creating the audio recording. When recording a digital audio file that's going to be used in court, there's many things you need to be aware of before making the recording. The biggest issue I come across on a day-to-day basis is a low recording volume. While it's possible to increase the signal afterwards through audio forensic enhancement, this is unnecessary time and money spent. Plus, it challenges the expert doing the enhancement by increasing the noise floor of the recording or background noise, which can make it more difficult to hear what's happening in the recording. Creating a clean, loud, audible recording can make the evidence more usable in court. When preparing to make an audio recording, regardless of whether it's concealed or an interrogation recording, the user should always look at the settings on the digital audio recorder. Two major settings determine the quality of the digital audio recording: sample rate and bit depth. Together, these settings also determine the bit rate of an audio recording. Changing these settings will affect both the quality of the audio recording and the amount of space used on the digital recorder. When creating digital audio evidence, it's necessary to balance these two in order to get a high-quality recording while optimizing the amount of space that's being used on the digital recorder. Thankfully, many digital audio recorders will record in a lossy, compressed digital audio format like MP3, which takes up much less space and doesn't sacrifice quality. When recording a digital audio recording that's an MP3 file format, the two key settings to pay attention to are the sample rate and the bit rate. The sample rate will ultimately determine the range of frequencies the recorder picks up. At least two samples are needed to record any frequency, which means the sample rate must be twice as high as the highest frequency you need to record. The range of human hearing is roughly between 20 Hz and 20 kHz or 20,000 Hz. Typically, audio recordings are done at a sample rate of 44.1 kHz instead of 32 kHz to capture a full range of audio frequencies. While this is standard for music and other professional recordings, it's not always necessary for audio evidence. Most fundamental frequencies of the human voice are between 100 and 500 Hz, with some of the most important harmonic content between 1 kHz and 4 kHz, or 1,000 Hz and 4,000 Hz. This means that a sample rate as low as 8 kHz can sometimes be adequate for recording a conversation, and will save a large amount of space on the digital recorder when recording longer conversations. Bitrate determines the amount of bits that are processed per second and determines the fidelity of the recording. Typical MP3 files are recorded between 192 kilobits per second and 320 kilobits per second, but they can be as low as 32 kilobits per second. Just like with the sample rate, a higher bit rate means the higher quality of audio, but you also need more space to store the recording. The issue that arises with low bit rates is the compression process applied by the recorder can start creating digital noise, covering up the spoken word. This digital noise can cover up parts of the conversation, and once it's there, it's very difficult to remove. When determining what settings to use on the digital recorder, it's always a good idea to make multiple test recordings before you make your audio recording that'll be used as evidence. These test recordings will let you try out the various settings and then listen back to them and see what sounds best and what fits your application. What you're about to hear are three samples that our producer Matthias has created on an Olympus VN8100 PC. You'll hear the different quality of recording and the settings that have been applied to each sample so that you can hear the difference.
This is a test recording with a VN8100 PC digital recorder set to 192 kilobits per second. This is a test recording with a VN8100 PC digital recorder set to 128 kilobits per second. This is a test recording with a VN8100 PC digital recorder set to 48 kilobits per second.
Another setting that is sometimes an option included on digital recorders is the voice activation setting. This setting will stop and start the recording based on the amount of signal or volume the microphone is picking up. While it can be a good way to save space on the recorder, it's not recommended that this setting be used when creating any kind of digital audio evidence. If this setting is on, the digital recorder could stop recording at a key moment in the conversation and miss a crucial piece of that conversation. If extra space is needed on the recorder, adjusting the quality setting is a much better way to go. Recording all of the content at a slightly lower quality is a lot safer than relying on the voice activation setting and missing some content. Monitoring the battery life on the digital recorder is another very important thing to keep in mind. In some applications, like recording an interrogation, the digital audio recorder can simply be plugged into the wall so it won't run out of power. This, of course, applies to the recorders that have an AC adapter. In other cases where you don't have this option, make sure that the battery is fully charged or you have put in new good quality batteries before beginning the recording. Keeping extra batteries with you is also a good practice, just in case the recorder runs out of battery power and needs a replacement. Next, when creating the actual recording, try to be as close as possible to the person being recorded. As I mentioned before, one of the biggest issues with audio evidence is low volume or recorded signal level. The farther away from the sound source that the microphone or the digital recorder is, the lower the signal level and the lower the signal-to-noise ratio. This means that less of the desired signal or conversation and more of the unwanted background noise will be recorded. Background noise can include any extraneous sounds such as furnaces, refrigerators, air conditioners, televisions, and even internal sound created by the digital recorder itself. Sounds that can distract from the quality of the recording and often make the desired sounds unintelligible. Placing the digital recorder in a good location is key for making a successful digital audio recording. Keep in mind a few things when making your recording. First, the microphone should always be aimed at the subject that you're recording. When placing the recorder in a pocket or a purse, aim the microphone toward the subject. Also, make sure the digital recorder is relatively stable in its location, because any movement of the recorder will be picked up by the microphone rubbing against the fabric or material, and it'll cover up parts of the conversation. So pay attention to any materials that may be in the way. The thicker the material, the less conversation that'll be recorded. Again, try creating a test recording in the same environment, or as close to the same environment as possible, where you will be recording the desired conversation. Many digital audio recorders have an external microphone input jack that allows you to use an external microphone. This external microphone is always better to use than the built-in microphone when placing the recorder in a purse or pocket. When using this option, it's always a good idea to use a high-quality external microphone. There's many different types of microphones that'll work better for different situations. Lavalier microphones are extremely helpful because they're small and usually omnidirectional. This means that they'll pick up sounds from all directions and can be placed anywhere on your person while the digital recorder stays in your purse or pocket. Other microphones, such as directional microphones, may work better during police interrogations because the subject will remain in the same location and not move. As I mentioned before, always create a test recording before making the recording that'll be used as evidence. Testing different microphones, microphone placements, and microphone locations will help you learn how your digital recorder works and responds to different environments. If possible, try conducting the test recording in the same place that you will create the real audio evidence so that you can prepare for any extraneous background noises or other obstacles. After making the test recording, listen back to it so that you can make sure the desired conversation can be heard and the sound quality is high enough. Let's conclude with some summarized tips on creating digital audio recordings. Number one. Choose settings on the digital recorder that optimize the quality of the audio while conserving the amount of storage space on the recorder. Number two, listen and note any extraneous unwanted sounds in the area before making the recording. If at all possible, remove this sound or find a way to work around it. Number three, get as close to the desired sound source as possible when creating your digital audio recording. The closer the microphone is to the sound source, the better the volume or level of the desired signal will be. Number four, make sure the digital audio recorder is in an optimal location. Make sure the microphone is facing the subject and the recorder is relatively stable to avoid rubbing noise. If possible, use an external microphone to get better audio quality. Number five, always create a test recording before the actual recording. Listen back carefully and adjust the settings of the recording and the location of the recorder to make sure it's capturing the highest possible level and the best quality. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.